You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have arrived. Day 26 of Sherpa Shorts. My name is Matthew.
I'm Steve. We're a little giddy today. We're just beside ourselves with joy.
That we have reached the end of Sherpa Shorts.
26 days in a row we have podcasted. It's incredible. We are now up to the last letter of the alphabet. Thank you for being on this trip with us.
It's been a lot of fun.
I hope you've had fun listening. We've had a lot of fun doing it. I don't think we could do it for 26 more days.
Yeah, we're going to go back to that once a week thing after this, I think.
Yeah, we've reached our limit. We're like the astronauts who can only be in space for 2 weeks at a time. Right. This has gone on long enough. So, well, we're up to the last letter. And Matthew, you...
I get to bring us home.
You get to bring us home, buddy. What do you got? What is your word for...
The letter Z.
My word. See, this is rough. My word.
We should be getting this right now. This is the last episode.
How is this even happening? My word for the letter Z is zanism.
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 I have no idea what that means.
Zanism is literally the behavior or quality of being zany.
Oh.
Or clownish. In other words, horseplay and tomfoolery. I'm reading it right from the dictionary.
I can tell you are.
And so for me, the idea is...
Tomfoolery is such a good word.
It's so great. That's why I actually picked it.
You should have used it for tea.
So I could use the word tomfoolery. No, seriously, youth ministry is a heavy and wonderful, beautiful, deep journey of helping students know Jesus better. It's so great.
Yes.
But there's this place for tomfoolery and being a clown and
craziness.
Being zany and craziness. And so how do we balance, and balance is, I don't know if it's the right word or not, but how do we incorporate this tomfoolery and clownishness that we're all aware is a part of it? If you've ever been to a youth workers meeting or convention, we're an odd bunch, we're a quirky bunch, there's a lot of zaniness that goes on, into this serious business of helping kids see Jesus in a new way and follow Jesus in a new way.
Yeah.
So like in your context, where... What's the place for? What's the context for? And then how does it fit in the bigger picture for tomfoolery?
That's great. I think there's a huge place in youth ministry for a lot of laughter.
Yes.
I just think that's incredibly valuable. Because you're right. It can be heavy. I mean, we're doing a series now on Sunday nights about anxiety and grief and loneliness. Like, that's a heavy topic. And we need to talk about that. And we've had heavy moments through the years with different tragedies and stuff. And that wears on you. But the laughter, the joy, the funny moments, I mean, those are prize. Those are a prize to us. We treasure those. So I think for us, we do try to laugh a lot. We try to have a lot of fun together. We also have a couple like built-in moments where we're creating the zaniness.
Absolutely.
Right?
Same.
For example, we do this talent show every year. We talked about it real briefly last week, or last episode. We do this talent show every year where we just get ridiculous. So some of the acts are serious. We got kids singing and playing piano and stuff. But then we encourage all of our small groups to create a skit or an act. And you can imagine.
I believe I've seen pictures of you in yoga pants.
We have reclaimed the tight pants skit from Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, beautiful.
And Will Ferrell. And my middle school
director.
Yeah, pretty much. We did that two or three times, my middle school director and I. I mean, the people in the church who've seen that, they look at me differently now.
I bet they do. I look at you differently.
Because I came out wearing these tight white pants. And I mean, that's just so ridiculous.
Right.
But it was fun.
Absolutely.
And it creates a culture of kind of just not taking yourself too seriously.
Yes, I was just thinking that one of the huge values, I think, for us when we create tomfoolery and clowny and zaniness in our ministry is to, I think that our students are going through such a difficult time of their journey, of their life's journey, puberty and coming into their own and figuring out who they are. And so many people are judging them on who they are and what they're like and what they say. To give students an opportunity to not, for just even 5 minutes or 10 minutes, to not take themselves too seriously.
Absolutely.
So we, in our ministry, and it was, again, I'm sure it's nothing new. We just created this. We call it the Stupid Youth Pastor Game.
Okay.
You know, and it sort of just was built into our culture when I came. All right, guys, it's time for the Stupid Youth Pastor Game. My name is Matthew McCabe. I am the Stupid Youth Pastor, and this is the game. Or, you know, you play off that. And the game is designed, most of the time, to burn a little energy, you know, to help them break down and interact with each other a little bit. Sure, all that happens. But by and large, it's just meant to laugh and have
Absolutely.
Fun. And just not for a minute, not take yourself too seriously and just get after it. And there's such a huge value in that. We have this song that we play. We play the it's the Venga Boys song that used to be a Six Flags commercial.
Okay.
You know, we like to party. The old guy who's dancing.
Yeah,
the commercial.
Yeah. Okay.
We play that song when it's time. Like, we have that little casual meeting. Yeah. You know, everyone's just hanging out. And then all of a sudden that song will come on. And it's like we've trained them, because that's
awesome.
That song comes on, they all just drift to the middle of the room knowing it's time to find out what Stupid Youth Pastor game are we playing.
And you just make it up?
We have a few games, a few go-to games that they like, and we try some are just dumb and never work, but it happens every Sunday night, because, again, I just think they need an opportunity to laugh at themselves and to laugh at somebody else.
Absolutely.
In a safe environment where, at the end of the day, then it's just funny.
I made one up last year. We do this freshman welcome night where we get burritos and we treat them to a special banquet. And then we bring all the kids in and we do just a crazy, crazy night from there on out. And I made one up last year. It's called Protect, Hunt, Steal Chicken. It is the most ridiculous thing. Like, I have these rules for it that I wrote down, and it's hilarious.
Just
it makes
it
no
yourself,
sense.
Right?
Yeah, I made it up myself. I should sell it to DYM. I'd probably make a million.
Well, at least 100.
They run around the church beating each other with pool noodles and throwing rubber chickens at each other. It is the silliest, but they loved it. I've got video that just cracks me up. The kids just are totally into it.
Absolutely.
And it's great.
It's so much fun.
At our fall retreat, we do... on Saturday night after the heavy session, you know, we want kids to meet Jesus that night, and that's awesome. Afterwards, we do something. We used to do like a talent show, but a couple of times it got really awkward.
I bet it did. It can.
So now what we do is we call it the Mountain View Follies, and we break them into groups. They're actually in groups for the whole weekend. It's co-ed groups, and we give them a scenario, set of characters, wild card, and a phrase that they pull out of a hat. We have a big ceremony. They pull out these four things, and they can switch one out if they want to, but then they have to write a skit based around those things.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh,
so
ridiculous.
Yeah, we do a thing called bag skit, same thing. You get a bag with full of random props. And write a skit and go.
And it's great because every kid gets to participate.
Yeah, and it makes no sense. It's
makes
terrible.
No sense. It's ridiculous.
Horrible in the best kind of ways.
And it's celebrating zaniness.
Yep, yeah. We do a no-talent talent show at our fall retreat. You know, a talent show that is basically,
intentionally,
if you have talent, don't sign up for this one. This is just be goofy.
I sang
a duet with a high school student who was interning for me. We sang Breaking Free from High School Musical.
Wow.
I played Troy. He played Gabriella.
Wow.
Complete with a skirt and a wig and the whole nine yards. And it was just the video still lives on in infamy. People pull it every now and again. It pop up on my Facebook timeline like, hey, remember we did this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just
so good.
And people just laugh about it. It's so good. There's a place for zaniness.
There is.
Zanism.
Yeah, somebody once told me, take the gospel seriously, don't take yourself too seriously.
That's a great line.
I've tried to live that out. You know, let me ask you a personal question, though.
Oh, boy. I don't know. We're going to get real here.
You're coming up on 50, right?
I'm staring it right in the eyes.
Oh, I'm looking back at it.
Yeah, I know you are.
I just wonder, is there ever a time when I'm going to age out of being zany? What do you think?
I think the answer is no. I want the answer. Well, let's just put it, I want the answer to be no.
Mm.
I think we get to choose. I do think we get to choose.
Yeah.
I think there's a cultural norm. But again, I already, and neither do you, fit the cultural norm.
True.
Because, you know, almost 50 and change people don't live the life that we live. They don't do the things that we do. And so... You know, is a 60-year-old supposed to be running around with a rubber chicken with a wig and you know, whatever? No, but I hope I am at 60.
I just hope I'm not wearing tight pants at 60. You probably don't want to see
you
that.
You and the rest of the world, Steve.
Yeah, zaniness is good. Maybe you are an introverted youth leader, or maybe you just don't have that crazy bone. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I would just encourage you, at some moment, and somewhere in your youth ministry, put on that zany hat.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Absolutely.
Just let it go. And some of you are a lot crazier than we are, and I think you're nuts.
That's awesome. In a good way.
Yeah,
in a
beautiful way. The stereotypical youth pastor who's just incredibly crazy,
yeah.
That was never me either, but somewhere in between is good for me.
And as you have opportunity, help your kids, help your students get over themselves a little bit. You know? It's a delicate balance. It's tough because you've got kids that sometimes they're just not ready to go for the ride, and you got to push them a little because some of them aren't ready to go for the ride, but they need to go for the ride. But some of them just aren't. I've had a couple awkward moments where I really tried to force a student into a zany moment or environment,
right,
who just flat out would not go. And at the end of the day, it became awkward for everyone involved.
Yeah.
I can think of a specific story at a fall retreat where I tried to make somebody run through a tunnel of people to get introduced for their dodgeball team, and it just went very poorly.
Yeah, I think you told us that story already.
I may have already told that story, yeah.
Well, it'd be interesting to know, if you want to give us any feedback, what's the allotment for zaniness in your church, you know?
What's the threshold?
Yeah,
what's the threshold?
That's a better way to say it. What's the threshold for zaniness in your church?
Before you get a call from the deacons and the senior pastor.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I'd like to talk to you about what happened last Friday night. Steve, we need to talk about your tight pants.
Good times. Well,
thanks again for taking the journey with us. It's been a lot of fun.
It's Z, man. We made it to the Z-Pack. We are done.
The Z-Pack. I'm going to need a Z-Pack after this. So that's it. We're back next week with our regularly scheduled episode on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll be dropping episodes every Tuesday. We have topics in mind, good stuff in store. We thank you for listening to all these Sherpa Shorts. We hope you'll keep listening when the episodes climb all the way up to 30.
We'll try to
keep
that.
Yeah. It'll be all good. Right.
Thanks, everyone. We'll catch you next week.
Sherpa's out.
We made it!